In 1933, when the Bolsheviks came to Ukraine, over 6 million Ukrainians died. About 2 million were carried off to labor camps. The Soviets said that there was a famine. It was a fake famine. They sold the produce and the products from Ukraine on the world market to build factories in Moscow. It was a terrible deed. During the Second World War, our people suffered greatly. When the Germans came, they thought maybe they were liberators. They soon learned that they were Nazis, and they had a different agenda. Then they were liberated by the Red Army again and put under repressions for collaborating with the enemy. Our people have suffered greatly. Our country's been controlled by the Habsburgs, by the Poles and Lithuanians, by the Tatars, by the Mongols, by the Germans and the Russians. But today we're free. We love to sing Negro spirituals. We've given a couple concerts of American African spirituals. I think the reason we love to sing them is because we understand what it is to be in bondage. We're going to sing for you, Hold On. Hold On is a tonal picture of something that happens visually. Suppose that you're a slave and you're out there in the fields and you're holding on to this plow, and the plow becomes Christ, and you're going to hold on to this plow because you know that by holding on you're going to make it to heaven, where you'll be free from all this drudgery and suffering and pain. Hold On, Anatoly Glavin, our soloist.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. bread and keep a looking there.
Keep your head on the block all along.
Was a Russian born at the first part of the century who immigrated to America. He wrote a lot of songs that we love to hear. And just after my wife's announcement, you're going to hear one of his greats. I'd like first you to meet my wife, Diane McMurrin.
Thank you very much. Soon we'll be having intermission, and in the foyer there are some things that you might like to take home as souvenirs of this marvelous evening. I'd like to tell you about a few of them because it's going to be rather crowded out there, and you might want to know what you want before you come. First of all, we have a 32-page four-color booklet. Those of you that love pictures will find pictures of our choir and orchestra, some of our performers, pictures of Kiev, and the story about our ministry, the story about the choir and orchestra, the story of Ukraine, a lot of the history that maybe you haven't discovered yet. There's a listing of all our recordings there and what's on every recording. Some of you have already picked this up and it's on the next to the last page. We also have a list of all the other places we'll be performing in this 68-day tour. So if you have relatives south and east and up by Memphis and Nashville, and you'd like them to catch this concert, it will tell you exactly when we will be in their area. So a lot of valuable information in this booklet, and it is $3. Of course, one of the main things of the evening is the music. And we have 8 different recordings for your pleasure in CD and cassette. Someone asked me, well, what's the best recording? Well, that's so hard to answer. They're all excellent. They're all a little different. Maybe it would help if I would tell you just the different kinds of recordings we have. If you have one of these brochures, you might open to the next last page, and let me just go through them very briefly. The first one is called Meditation. It is all orchestra music. It has very soothing, beautiful music of the masters that will set your heart at peace. It's one of my favorites because I listen to it all day long. The second one is called Favorites, and on that one is the opener, the All Creatures of Our God and King. Plus, we have our tenor soloist and our soprano soloist both have selections from the Messiah. There's Bugler's Holiday by Anderson and some other wonderful pieces, including the Hold On that you just heard. On the Splendor of His Music, we only have that on cassette because that has been sold out on CD. However, we do have some order forms. If you want to order any of these recordings, you can pick up an order form and order it by mail later. Or if you want to pick up Christmas gifts, maybe in a couple of weeks, you can take this home and order by mail. But this one has our alto soloist and our bass soloist doing some wonderful things and some beautiful anthems, some John Rutter, Rimsky-Korsakov, Russian Easter Overture. It's a great album. Then the Rachmaninoff Vespers that you heard, we have the entire work by Rachmaninoff with this choir recorded in St. Vladimir's Cathedral. That's all sung in Russian. And we have an album called Ukrainian Classics and Folk Music, and it's all sung in Ukrainian, and it will be a large part of our second half that you'll hear after intermission. Then we have the three recordings that we had the last time we were here, and they're just as special. It's a classic, which is a mixture of classical numbers, Bravo, which has some Gershwin and modern American music mixed with some classical numbers, and Dreaming of Christmas, the longest playing CD we have of all Christmas carols, Christmas songs, and beautiful Christmas music for the holidays. So that gives you an idea of what we have there. We also have...
Can I say what...
Oh, excuse me. That's a good idea.
Yes. The reason we spend so much time on these recordings is because the proceeds, all the profits from these recordings, is divided equally among these 160 musicians. In Ukraine, the average wage is between $60 and $100 a month. It is our desire that these wonderful musicians go home with some monies for their families. We are suffering right now great inflation. When we left, you're pretty good at math. When we left, our hryvnia, which is our currency, was 2 hryvnia to the dollar. Today, it's almost 4. So our currency is devaluated. And so if you don't like music, buy these things and give them to a friend and support these great people.
Some of you have been very interested about seeing the church model that's in the narthex there. And this is not a church that's built yet. This is a dream. We hope to build a Christian center in Kiev that would house a sanctuary that seats 2,000 people and would be able to be used as a concert hall or seminars, a Bible school, a humanitarian center for the elderly, a Christian day school, a Christian hospital, and a wonderful center to help our country of Ukraine. And there's more information about that in the brochure. Finally, there's a book about our experience. We've told you about the visual part, which is in the booklet, the audio part, which is on the recordings. Well, if you love to read, this will tell you the entire story of why Roger and I left America, went to Ukraine. Our hearts were stirred there by the wonderful people that we met. And God put our feet upon a path we could not retreat from as we moved there and have been there now for 6 years. We've had many adventures. Every place you look in Ukraine is a story. And many of these stories are in this book. Some of it is our story. Some of it is their story. So you might, if you want to pick up a copy of this book tonight, it's $13.75, and I'll autograph a copy for you. Then finally, there's a continuing story, because as we leave you tonight, the story continues. And if you'd like to be a part of this continuing story, we have a newspaper called the Gazeta. And in this, we tell all about what happens to us from this point on. It comes out every month. If you'd like to be on our mailing list, just fill out this little card. It can be a postcard. You can either mail it or you can leave it with us tonight. And we hope you really enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.
This composer I was talking to you about wrote White Christmas and some other great pop songs that we love to hear. Tonight we're going to sing for you his composition that was written during the Second World War, God Bless America. This is a great day for this song. And we have two wonderful soloists. Would you welcome Anatoly Glavin and Yuri Mamchuk?
lighter. Through the night with the light from above. From the mountains, through the prairies, through the oceans, while we fall. God bless America, my home city. Let us all be grateful to an end so fair as we lift our voices in a solemn prayer.
Thank you very much. There is a 10-minute intermission, maybe 12. Okay. Thank you very much.
Ukrainian composer Lysenko wrote many orchestral pieces. He also wrote for the stage. He wrote an opera, Taras Bulba. Tonight we're going to hear the overture. Would you welcome one of our great conductors from the conservatory, Mr. Edward Senko, in the overture of Taras Bulba.
Thank you.
There's a song that we all love to hear at Christmas time. You think it's very American because you hear it in the radio and the television, but it came from Ukraine. It was written by an Orthodox priest who was murdered by the Soviets. His name is Leontovich, and this is the famous Ukrainian carol we know as Shedrik and in America as Carol of the Bells. Would you please welcome Vika Konchakovskaya as she conducts us in this great music.